All right, Corbin, it's always good to have you on our airwaves here. Love talking a little football with you, getting ready for hard to believe. I know you and I talked not really that long ago. I saw you back in MFL and football, watching a little bit of that, but now the school year is underway. Football practice is here and gone. You're already week four of the high school football, or the college football season. I'm still thinking your high school days. College football season, but hard to believe this, your final 2 years of school at Westland. It's gone fast, hasn't it?
Yeah, it is really crazy to think about. It goes by quick. I mean, even this season is already going by quick. It's crazy to think it's already week four, already got through fall camp, and then the first few weeks, it flies by.
I know not the start that you and your teammates wanted to see, 0-3 right now, but it sounds like you've faced three pretty good opponents in the first couple of weeks, haven't you?
Yeah, we've played some great teams here so far, especially Co. this last week. They're always a really great team in our conference, so that's kind of just a measure of where we need to be as a team. And I thought while the score wasn't what we wanted or very pretty, we put together a decent game plan there at the start, and I thought we kind of kept up with them good, and we just got to be a little more consistent in how we play and keep that going through four quarters. So
sounds like that's the best offense maybe of the three do you face so far as Co.
Yeah, they had a really good offense. They had some good receivers, so they had some deep shots that paid off against us, and we'll have to do a better job putting points up, but also in the secondary kind of limiting those this next week and for the rest of the season.
You've got 8 catches after 3 games. Hey, you're getting some balls thrown your way. You'd like a few more, I bet, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's been a pretty productive season. I'm pretty happy with how it's gone individually. Last game was a little bit of a down performance, I would consider, but you know, that just happens. You some games you'll get the ball 5 or 6 times, and then another game you'll get the ball 1 time. It just depends. So you kind of just have to get around your team and do everything that you can, and then just hope the game plays out how you want it to.
I know you want to get in the end zone. We got to get you a touchdown. I do believe you've got a 2-point conversion on your record right now, but we got to get you in for 6 points one of these games.
yeah, we do. I was pretty close that that game versus Mayville, and then that's the game I got it for the 2-point conversion, but I got down to about the 5 on a big catch there. Didn't quite get there, but it was close. And then that 2-point conversion sent it to overtime. So that was a pretty exciting game. That was a tough one to drop there. Me and the rest of our teammates definitely think we should have had that game, but that's behind us now. We're looking forward to this week versus Luther.
How is Luther this year? I researched a little bit the first two teams. I didn't look on Luther's record. How are they this year?
I actually don't know exactly what their record is, but it's a game that I definitely think we need to come in prepared, but we should definitely be able to handle, and it should be a good opportunity to bounce back for us this week. Get our first win of the season.
I just pointed, punched it up here while you were talking there. They're 0-3 too, so somebody is going to go home with their first win coming up this week.
Yep.
It's on your home field. You want to win this one. You want to protect home field, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. I was very disappointed to lose our first home game this season on our new field. We got some new turf put down, so it's pretty nice, and we definitely felt like we should have won that first home game, so was hoping we'd have a chance to go 2-0 here at home, but 1-1 will do.
Staying healthy after, obviously, you've played in all the games. You're hanging right in there. It's a tough sport. You're finding out with college football to stay healthy. It's important, but it sounds like everything so far, knock on wood, so far, still good for you.
Yeah, for me, I've been great this season. I mean, there's the minor injuries you get, getting banged up out there, but nothing too serious for me. We've had some injuries in the receiver group, so I was kind of coming into the season expecting to play a split of outside receiver and slot, but we had some injuries at the outside receiver position, so I've been primarily only playing outside so far this season. So it's been a little bit of a change for me, but I played a little bit out there in the spring. I think that got me ready for this season, and I think it's been a good adjustment.
Does it matter to you? I mean, you just want to be out there and playing, but being a slot receiver outside, does it really matter, or do you prefer one or the other?
It doesn't really matter to me. I just want to be out there on the field making plays to help the team win.
Big games coming up, you said, and they're all conference games. That's what's unique about your schedule. You had two non-conference, and then the rest are all conference teams. So, from here on out, you want to do well in your conference schedule. You got to win some games, don't you?
Yeah, we were kind of talking about that. It's disappointing to start the season the way we did, but we're starting conference play now, so it's basically kind of a fresh start. And Coe's one of the better teams in our conference, so 0-1 in conference play. But we think that we can do a lot of things in this conference, and we're expecting to have a bounce back rest of the season here.
Feel like the rest of your offense, your quarterback play, your backs, your line, those guys, are you seeing progress each and every game?
Yeah, I think so. I think our offense, especially, we've kind of struggled to start fast, not only this season but kind of in the past. I feel like we always end games pretty strong, and I thought last week was a good indicator of what we have to come for the season. I thought we had a pretty decent start to the game, so we just kind of got to work on starting fast and keeping that going throughout the game. Kind of goes back to being consistent, because I think that we can play with almost any team, but sometimes we'll let that slip away, and kind of the rest of the game will go downhill if we don't keep on it.
I know all academics are really important to you as well. We were talking beforehand that the classroom work, the tests are starting to pick up a little bit more, aren't they?
Yeah, they are kind of getting into some tests here. Nothing too crazy yet, but a little intimidating with some tests and some speeches. But I'm staying caught up on all that. So it's college. You gotta delegate your time to different things. But
and you're three now. You're used to it. I mean, it's all. Not, I don't think anything's brand new to you right now. After 2 years, you know. Been there, done that. You know what's to come here the rest of this semester and even after football, don't you?
Yeah, it's kind of nice to kind of know what's coming. Like when you come in, you don't know, like you don't really know what anything's going to be like. You don't know what the classroom's going to be like. You don't know what the weight room and the off season's going to be like. It's kind of nice to just kind of know that schedule and know what it's going to look like, and how you know that you can make things work for yourself.
Great to talk to you, Corbin. Keep up the good work. Stay healthy. We'll talk to you down the line, okay, big guy?
Will do, Rich. Thank you very much for having me.